Jane will now introduce our second set of Norfolk stories from the Evening News.
If the frequency of stories about pylons in the Evening News this week is a guide, then these would seem to be the biggest Norfolk election issue this year. Former Prime Minister Liz Truss says they are hampering Britain. She has been supported by county councillors. However, a Labour candidate has said they will be built. While we're on the subject of infrastructure, the controversial new Heartsease roundabout has flooded. A spokesman said the cause needs further investigation, but our editor thinks it might be linked to all the rain. There is also bad news from the UEA ziggurats. Phil, we'll start with the first pylon story.
Plans to build new pylon routes in Norfolk are part of an eco agenda holding Britain's economy back, former Prime Minister Liz Truss has said. A South West Norfolk Tory parliamentary candidate weighed in on controversial plans to build new power lines across miles of the county's countryside during an exclusive interview with this newspaper. The major projects seek to boost the region's energy supplies by improving capabilities to transmit more offshore wind to power homes and businesses elsewhere in the UK. However, Ms. Truss claimed the push for improving infrastructure to facilitate a change to greener energy supplies is hampering our economy. She has formally objected to the plans, along with neighbouring Conservative MP for North West Norfolk, James Wilde, stating farmland would be put at risk by the new power lines. Separate plans would see a line of pylons run from Dunstan, south of Norwich, through South Norfolk, Suffolk and Essex, to the Thames estuary.
County councillors have objected to highly controversial plans for a 114-mile-long line of pylons stretching over parts of Norfolk's countryside. Members of Conservative-controlled Norfolk County Council have agreed to oppose National Grid's contentious Norwich to Tilbury pass scheme. Those proposals include almost 90 50-metre-high pylons over 17 miles of the Norfolk countryside. Councillors said people should not have to live in the shadow of the structures if alternatives, such as taking the power on cables under the sea, were possible. Councillors on the Authorities Planning and Highways Delegations Committee agreed at a meeting to table an objection as part of the consultation process. They agreed to urge that National Grid to pause its current plans and consider alternative options. Energy company bosses say the power of line from Norfolk to Essex is needed to allow electricity generated by North Sea wind farms to be used elsewhere in the country. But Graham Plant, Cabinet Member for Highways, Transport and Infrastructure, said National Grid needed to look beyond the cheapest option of overground pylons.
A Labour candidate has said he would be downright lie to claim that a controversial line of pylons through the Norfolk countryside will not be built. Ben Goldsborough, who is standing for the party in South Norfolk, has admitted that he could not block the 114-mile line through the constituency from Dunstan near Norwich to Tilbury on the Thames estuary, even if he were elected. "I am deeply concerned by the proposals, which were drawn up by the National Grid under the supervision of the current Conservative government," he said. "Right here, right now, I can guarantee that no pylons will be built and that all our ambitions will be achieved. But that would be, at best, optimistic, and in reality, a downright lie. We can't continue with politicians making empty promises to garner votes."
The multi-million pound revamp of one of the city's major roundabouts has been criticised after it became flooded just weeks after its reopening. County Hall spent £4.4 million on improving Heartsease Roundabout, but 3 weeks after the work was completed, water had started gathering on the road's surface during heavy rain. Officials at Norfolk County Council confirmed that they are aware that there have been issues with flooding at the site. A spokesman said, "The issue was initially thought to be a blocked gully. Further investigations are needed to fully understand the cause, but it is not believed to be linked to the recent highway changes at the roundabout. We cannot confirm when it will be fixed until investigations are completed later this week."
They're the most recognisable structures on the UEA campus, and even appeared on the front cover of a top 10 album. However, the landmark ziggurats at the University of East Anglia are set to remain shut off to students for the next academic year amid fears over crumbling concrete. The halls of residence inside the ziggurats were shut last September, with students scrambled into alternative accommodation after government guidelines were changed over public buildings containing reinforced autoclave aerated concrete, RAAC. The material has a lifespan of around 30 years, and experts warned it could significantly weaken after this, leaving buildings at serious risk of developing structural problems. The crisis, which also saw the closures of Nelson Court and Constable Terrace, resulted in around 700 students moved, just days before the new academic year. The university has since spent £2 million on remedial works across the campus, meaning more than 200 closed-off rooms will be ready to welcome back students in September. But while the rooms in Nelson Court, Constable Terrace and Broadview Lodge will be able to reopen, the ziggurats, which appeared on the cover of 2011's Computer and Blues by the Streets, are set to remain out of action. Stephen Wells, Director of Estates and Facilities at UEA, said, "We are looking into all possible cost-effective options for the ziggurats."